Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Wonder World Rosters podcast. I'm your host, Ethan, and not as always, I'm joined by Michael.
No, this is just Andrew with a different voice.
Totally, yep. And unfortunately, Michael, wink, wink, Michael, couldn't make it today because, well, he can make it today. He'll be joining us shortly, but he had to be a nice friend and help his friend out with, I think, some homework, I guess. But yeah, he'll be here in a few minutes, so definitely stay tuned. As always, we're recording on another Sunday evening. Like always, again, we'll always be recording, usually on the weekends, hopefully Sunday night. And if we're unable to come out with a podcast, we'll probably be making it next week, and it would be high priority. So yeah, with that being said, though, this week it's going to be kind of, I guess you could say, loosely back a bit, because there's not really much news to talk about, not much exciting stuff. So we're just going to be going over some Brawl Stars related, kind of how we're doing in Brawl Stars, what we think of the new update, all that stuff, just to keep you tuned in. And then for our deep dive for the week, we're going to be continue the how-to series, and we're going to be going over Brock. So definitely stay tuned, guys. It's going to be a great episode. See you on the other side. Okay, guys, we're going to hop straight into the news. So the first piece of news that we had, it's not really news, but it's kind of a bug, just like the bow glitch where he did extra splash damage, I think, for his different skins. And this one comes to Jackie. So Jackie only deals one damage at, like, the tippy tip of her range. So this only happens, I think, if you auto-aim. So if you auto-aim with Jackie, then what that does is it only does one damage to her surrounding targets. And I actually tested this out in-game today. And Michael didn't believe me because he didn't see, like, one damage on a screen, obviously. So he didn't actually believe me. But yeah, this is a thing. Jackie will only deal one damage at the edge of your range. But the interesting part is if you don't auto-aim and you actually aim her attack, which no one actually does, it's actually not going to do the one damage. So better safe than sorry and start auto-aiming with Jackie because you want that extra one damage. I know you do. So yeah. Jackie does one damage at the end of her range. So yeah, it's just one thing I wanted to quickly bring up about this is that, Michael, do you think any other brawlers should have kind of this scaling effect that we see in Leon, Shelly, Bull? That should be a thing, like the farther the range goes, the less damage they do. Is there anything that you might want to talk about for this?
No, not really. There's no other really brawlers that do. Because if it was, like, well, because, of course, like, shotgunners or, like, close range, just shotgunners, they do less damage because less of their pellets are hitting. But, like, I feel like it's kind of a dumb thing because, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I was also thinking maybe, like, I don't know, there's just, like, something to think about. Maybe, like, Poco because, like, you know, when, like, music travels farther, it gets less loud.
No, that's stupid because that Poco would do no damage.
Yeah, true.
Most of the time, you're not going to be up close with Poco.
Just a thought. I was just wondering because, you know, this was interesting and I thought maybe I'd bring it up. So, yeah, Jackie only does one damage at the end of her range. Just one thing to think about. It is a bug, so it probably will get fixed. It's nothing permanent. But then again, like, the YouTubers that are like, oh my god, I'm getting this brawler to 69 health, look at my video, please. They're gonna have a lot easier time with doing that, but I don't know. With that being said, let's move on to our Brawl Stars check-in. So, basically what the Brawl Stars check-in is, We're just going to be going over, like, about the new update, you know, what we're, how we're doing in Brawl Stars, you know, what our highest trophies are, recent grinds, funny stories. So, yeah, the first thing I want to...
It was just casually your entire life story.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so I was born in New Jersey in a hospital, and my parents threw me out the window into the trash can. Okay, that's my life.
That's depressing.
Shush. Okay, in serious news, we're actually going to be discussing this. So my first thought to discuss is that, do you think gears are a little bit game-changing? Like, will they, because, like, now that the updates come out for, like, about a week or so, do you think they're really that game-changing?
I think so. Especially the fact that, like, lower level gears are, like, more worth it than high level gears.
Yeah, definitely. But also the fact that, like, I don't know, it just feels like the speed one is very OP. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
A lot of people have been
saying it seemed like it wouldn't be OP at all, but, like,
yeah, it's just, like, really tough when 8-bit's moving faster than you in grass and you're just very confused. Yeah, and also, yeah. Also, like, the Piper with the extra damage one, it's just really toxic. So, yeah. Yeah, with that being said, though, we get Andrew Pandrew on the call. So, Andrew, you want to say hi?
Hello.
Hey,
don't say hi. It's a trap.
It's a trap? No, no, not a trap. No, totally not a trap. No. Okay. Anyways, Andrew, we're just talking about gears right now. So, do you think they're game changing since the update just came out? How do you feel about them so far?
He's gone.
Well,
he has absolutely just left the chat.
Andrew Pandrew has left the chat. So has his mic, because it's probably muted.
My bad, my bad.
My God. this guy.
What I was going to say is that the gears, I haven't been really able to catch many of them, but, like, one instinct is the shield gear, which I think is really good if you max it out. Like, people have been getting plus 500 something, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's changing.
And we are also just talking about the speed gear, where you move faster when you're in a boosh. So what do you think about that as well?
Well, it's only good for, like, specific maps, like Cavern Churn might be good.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. So I wanted to bring up an interesting point because we were playing Backyard Bowl today. And if you guys don't know, Backyard Bowl is an extremely open map. So there's basically like 4 3 tile walls, I believe, right guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's very open, and I saw a lot of Pipers there, and a lot of people kind of already got Piper Power 10, so they were able to get the gear. And what they did was they got the damage gear on Piper, which is if you're below 50% health, you do, I think, like, a bit more damage or something. So yeah, what do you guys think about that? Because I feel like the damage gear is very, very strong, especially on brawlers that already do a lot of damage. They're able to one-shot a lot of people.
Well, I think, I mean, for long range, high damage dealers, and, like, tanks.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't seen them on many tanks, because usually they run speed and shield, but I'm not too sure. Maybe it's just because not many people have gotten gears yet, which is the next thing I'm going to be talking about. So if you guys don't have any other final thoughts, I'm just going to be moving on to the next topic.
No.
Nope? Okay, cool. So the next topic I wanted to discuss is, how do you think about, like, the availability of these gears right now? Like, do you think the PowerPoint cost is too high? Like, what do you think about it? Do you think they need to do any other additional changes, or is this good?
Maybe, like, cost is a bit... Actually, no, it should be fine, honestly, though.
I think
if you've already gotten to, like, power 9, you should be fine, honestly.
Alright, yeah. Andrew, do you have any thoughts? I I mean, I agree to some points with Michael, but I don't entirely agree with it.
No, you gotta agree, man.
Andrew, what do you think?
Literally the most normal person ever. I think that years are they're pretty good price range, but because I already got a gear on $1, and you actually get a pretty good amount of gear when you open a mega box. So I think they're good.
Yeah, I was just gonna say like maybe make getting power points a lot easier because right now I feel like they should buff the chances of getting points and power points in boxes.
I mean, but then
you mean gear scraps?
No, like coins and power points, like the amount of them in a single box.
Oh, well, I was about to say like Ethan, are you okay? Of course you get coins and power points.
Oh yeah, actually I agree with that.
Yeah, because right now, I don't know, maybe like. I don't know. Maybe buff them in like mega boxes and big boxes. I'm not sure, but I've definitely seen a lot of people in that, like in that spectrum. So I was just brought it up. And another thing that I kind of want to bring up is the fact that I feel like they should reduce the amount of PowerPoints to cost. So I saw this Reddit post where this guy literally just shifted the entire PowerPoint cost up and then removed the final one. So what I'm talking about is the amount of PowerPoints it takes from upgrading from 9 to 10 is now the amount from 10 to 11. And then they added just 10 PowerPoints for Power 1's Power 2. So yeah, what do you guys think about that? Just like making the PowerPoints, the amount of PowerPoints to upgrade a brawler less.
Yeah, I definitely think that would help a lot because like a lot of people who were maxed out before but now aren't. Most of them are probably just like saving up for like star powers. And now that this has been introduced, it's a lot harder to, you know, max people out because everyone is like spending more gold on like skins and like stuff like that. So now that it's like this is people opening up brawl boxes just to get the brawler, but now since they have no more boxes, unless you like pay to win or unless you like literally predict that stuff like this is gonna happen, you're not gonna usually have enough coins immediately max out a lot of stuff. So I think that might be a little hard for people.
Yeah, definitely, that's some very nice points. And I see like because of this update, a lot of people are losing interest in Brawl Stars, which is not the best thing, because they think that it's like
too grindy. No, Ethan, that's literally the worst thing that could happen to Brawl Stars. What do you mean not the best thing?
Yeah, true. That is kind of the worst thing.
People aren't playing your game. I think that's pretty bad.
Yeah, true. I mean, like, it's like bad. No cap. It's just bad. I just don't get it. Like, Supercell, if Supercell is going to release this, they might as well just, like, make everything a lot easier for free-to-play players who have progressed through the game, who are willing to play your game for years to come, to finally be able to, at least kind of be able to max their account. So, yeah, look, it's a great update. It's just, it needs some changes. That's, like, all I had to say about it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started the game, we took, I'd say, like, about 2 years to kind of max out our account. Not even, like, I'm not even maxed out yet. But
Michael would like to speak.
Yeah, none of us are maxed out. We've been playing for,
You guys have been playing for 3 years. I've been playing for, technically on this account, 2 years.
Yeah, true. And he still has more brawler star powers and gadgets than us.
Good game. Big sweat.
Okay. Anyways. So yeah, I definitely think there needs to be some changes done. A lot of people are quitting, but the people who are gonna play your game, like us, we're still gonna try and grind it out.
Yeah, we're the loyal people.
Yeah, we're not gonna quit that easily, especially since we spent like half of our life, or like 1/4 of our lives just like playing this game. So we're not going to quit so easily on it, but the people who only spent about 3 to 4 years, not 3 to 4 years, Jesus Christ, like
just casual three to four years,
but these people who have only spent like a minimal amount of time on your game, they're not going to be wanting to play anymore because they just think it's impossible for me to reach competitive, it's impossible for me to reach end game, there's just too many things I need to actually get. So yeah. With that being said, though, like, it's still a great update. Like I keep repeating, it's a great update, but there needs to be emergency changes done or else Supercell is going to lose a lot of fans. So yeah, do you guys have any other finishing touches on this hot take on the update?
No, not really.
Yeah? Okay, cool. So we're going to move on then. We're going to do the Brawl Stars check. In so the first thing that I'm gonna do is like a funny story. So basically what happened was I was in a game and Andrew knows this, so maybe he can tell the rest of the story. So we were in Power League, right? We're playing Ruffs, Double Thrower, and Bounty, right? And you know, just casually, I'm pick Ruffs, Andrew plays Tick, and then the dude literally chooses Sprout. He literally presses the Sprout icon. It's his turn to go. And Andrew, do you want to finish this?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Max has been falling off the meta lately. At the last second, he chose Max. Not Sprout, but Max.
Yeah, and the dude in the game, he was literally hugging right next to me to get the extra 30 health. He was literally, like, stalking me the entire game. I was, like, running right to get away from him, and he just keeps chasing me to the right. Ugh. Fun times. But yeah, people definitely need to step up their game. But yeah, Michael, do you have any funny stories, cool plays you want to share?
Nope, random stuff, SL.
Okay, cool. With that being said, though, we're just going to go straight into, like, so what tier are you guys on right now for Brawl Pass? Just to, like, check
in. I think I'm on, like, tier 25, something like that. I don't grind quests. I haven't been playing lately. In quest-wise,
I've been playing for
33.
I'm
at 33.
You
kind of
cut out.
Bro, shut up. You haven't been grinding quests? It's the biggest lie I've ever heard. I'm at tier 21.
I'm at tier, like, wait, Andrew, you're like, you gotta stop.
Yeah, Andrew, stop moving.
Being so shuffly.
Okay, my voice, okay. Except I just went through puberty, class through.
All right, anyways, yeah, so I definitely haven't been grinding tiers, but, you know, if you don't grind tiers a lot, but you, like, sit down one day to just, like, do your quests, then you should be fine. So, yeah.
Honestly, though.
Yeah, like, it's super casual. Like, you can get to tier 70 pretty easily, so I don't think this is a big problem. But definitely, I feel like Supercell should increase the tier amount, especially since, you know, this update is very box-intensive, PowerPoint coins, gear scraps, that sort of stuff. So what do you guys think? Should they increase it, or will it be too hard to finish?
I don't know if, like, increase the tiers because that might make it like harder for people to progress more. But like what you said before, like increase the number of stuff that you can get from a box.
Yeah. Or
you can increase the amount of quests. No, I feel like that put too much pressure on the people. And like when you're trying to come back into the game to like get your quest done, you're like, oh my god, it's been, like, a week and I have 40 quests. What the frick?
Yeah, true. But I definitely see Andrew's point because, you know, you need the quests to be done.
So, yeah. It's kind of a cheap way to get Supercell to play.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But, yeah, so I definitely agree with everything Andrew said. So, yeah, we're just going to – that's basically it for the news. Like, just a bit checkup, a bit on the update. So, yeah, with that being said – let's move straight into the Brawl question last week. See you on the other side.
Yay! Woohoo!
Okay, guys, so out of some, like, things I need to do at 8 o'clock today, which is, you know, not going to be very relevant because it's not going to be 8 o'clock for you guys.
Yeah, no one cares about you, Ethan.
Okay, so we're probably going to not have a deep dive segment this week, if that's okay with you guys. I might, like, just record it by myself, send it in, or I don't know if Michael, Andrew, and I can find a time to record it. That'd be cool. But unfortunately, I'm not able to make a deep dive segment. However, we still are able to get your Brawl question responses read on the show. So yeah, that's very exciting. Thank you guys for sticking in. Anyways, so we're going to hop straight into we're not going to hop straight into the Brawl question because we got an email. Michael, you want to take it?
Shirty dooby doo. One sec. Get into it.
Yep.
Okay. So, pretty sure his name's supposed to be Nemo with a 3 instead of an E. He says, sup, I'm Nemo, and I host a different Brawl Stars podcast called Eternal Brawl. So, guys, if you guys want to, you can go check him out. Don't know where it's from, though.
Just
found your podcast on Spotify, and I'm surprised there are so many episodes, and you've been hosting your podcast for a while now. Just listened to your most recent episode, and it was awesome. Very professional. Good job. Yeah, about that, you might need to change the professional part.
It's more like amateur level to beginner
also,
to winner.
Called? Because in the episode, you said Fim. Yes, it's Fim, F-I-M. It's a long story. We won't go through that.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand, lol. How many trophies do you have? I have 36K, and I was wondering if you want to play sometime. Sorry for the long email. Just want to say hi. Thanks, Nemo. So, yeah, thanks. Definitely go check him out. And, yeah, our club is FIM. Technically, it stands for some weird thing, but I won't say it.
First in math, boys.
Yeah. And so, technically, right now, I have 39K. My highest is 40K. Ethan has, like, 33K. And Andrew technically has, like, 29K. But, like, he peaked 31K.
Yeah.
I could have 32K. Proof that we grind a lot.
Definitely, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, we'll probably make space for you. Because we're trying to, like, increase the amount of trophies we give. So, yeah, definitely cool. With that being said, thank you so much for sending in an email. We really appreciate it. I'm just gonna say it right now, because it's a good segue, but now it's not a good segue because I just said it was a good segue. Anyways, if you want to send us an email, you can do so at borntobrawl101@gmail.com. That's borntobrawl101 @gmail.com. And just like Nemo did, you can tell us what's going on in your life, what you need clarification on, and yeah, you can just drop in and say hi like he did. So thank you so much, Nemo. With that being said, though, let's move straight into the Brawl question. So last week's Brawl question was, if you could have the powers of any Brawler, what would it be and why? So first...
I did not consent to this.
So okay, anyways. So first, we're going to be going through our responses. So my response is kind of cheesy and it's kind of stupid. But, like, I would pick Rosa because Rosa can, like, grow plants and stuff. And, you know, I want to be Tree Man. I want to activate my tree powers.
Tree Man?
Tree powers activate. ASDF reference?
Yeah, no, you're weird.
Oh my god. Okay, anyways. Michael, you got any thoughts?
Not gonna lie. I think I would pick Max. Super knockoff Flash, but I'll take it.
Honestly, it's fine. You know, I was probably,
you would pick,
Yeah, he's picking, He's picking,
yeah,
I'm
picking Shelly.
The new Brawler, The new Brawler, coming in the Brawler days.
Nah. The best is obviously B. You have control over bees. So they can give you free honey.
Wait, what? Andrew, what?
I'm like bulky.
Bulky?
He's bulky? Yes, something Andrew could never be.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to hop straight into the Brawl question and responses because I'm time crunched. So our first response comes from Klepto, and he says, invisibility for obvious reasons, candy stealing, go brr, and then slight smile. So yeah, definitely agree.
That's not that bad.
Yeah? Okay.
Pretty sure we can go.
No, you can go. Okay, so next response comes from I Am Boss, and he also says Leon, because I want to go Invis or Surge because teleport is pretty useful. So yeah, definitely agree. Like, even though you can only teleport four tiles, it's still pretty useful. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of flying through these because, again, pretty time crunch. Okay, so next response comes from a bunch of Chinese and Japanese characters. Or maybe just Japanese characters. Not too sure. Anyways, he says, he or she says, Leon's, because I like invisibility. Again, same thing. We got like a few Leon responses. So yeah. Next response.
I sense a trend here. I don't know. Might just be me, but I sense a trend here.
We all love stealing. Okay, anyways. Next response comes from dot 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 dot, and he says crow because he can fly. Interesting response. I'd never thought of that. Crow's pretty cool. So yeah.
You need to turn into a bird that throws poison daggers just to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Totally. Okay. So next response comes from Leha, and she says probably Edgar because he has lifesteal and agility. He's running he or she's running. Yeah. From
I have
murderer?
A question about Mortis. Wouldn't it be weird if you just took a shovel and swiped forward, you moved forward?
Oh yeah, we have a response about that. I didn't add it in, but Steve actually said Mortis. I guess I could just go for that instead. And he said because of the agility. So yeah, pretty cool. Superpowers, boy.
That's a weird superpower.
Anyways, so yeah, Edgar can jump away and charge another jump very quickly and can jump really far. And I guess, like, if something is killing you, you can use your gadget to protect you. So yeah, what? Very interesting. Cool response, though. Very creative. So yeah. Michael, you want to take the next couple of responses?
Sure. One sec. Okay, and... well, here we have Leha. I'm pretty sure that's how you say
Michael,
it.
I literally just said, oh my god.
No, I'm saying Leha, but I meant Ololololo.
Yep, totally.
He saves people. Okay.
Lagging.
I'm dying, hello?
Hello?
Hello, am I dying?
Hello?
Okay, here we go. We have Ololololo. Or la, something like that. He says Buzz, because he saves people, and that's pretty cool. I'm questioning the saving part. I don't think Buzz saves people. Yeah, I don't think it's a great one.
He more like drowns people.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And anyways, moving on. TM, next person, TM Mr. One, he says Leon, because throwing not one, but two. Not one, not two. Not three, but four ninja stars is so cool. Genius. And the power to be invisible is cool. And the best power MBS a person could have. Second choice, Nita, because who wouldn't like to have a power which can summon a domesticated bear? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Anyways, next person, Trash Can. He says, probably Leon's going to pull some cracked pranks on my teacher. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And then King Sky, who says Lola, because she has a friend. but it's herself. I'll take the next one. I'll take the next one. Next one from Crow Gamer. He says Amber, because its superpower ability can make the person stand on flames and increase the health a lot. Well, I guess just like burn them alive, I guess.
Yep, totally normal.
Yep.
Anyways.
Totally not something to do. Going on to JWM/NokuCord. He said Ash is Rat's power and Leon because he can go invisible.
Oh, by the way, guys, GWM is a Ash simp, so like he's gonna have a lot of Ash stuff for our show. So yeah.
Totally normal. Well, hopefully you're feeling better, but he said Shelly ruin your opponent's life authority.
Okay. Yeah.
Such a sad life.
All right, and now the last response from ProGirlYP. He said Leon because he can grow invisible.
Yeah. Yeah, and so yeah, that's
there's
all.
I think there's a bit of Leon. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, by the way, guys, I'm gonna give a shout out to Pro Brawl YT. So you can go check out his YouTube channel. It has pretty good montages. He does streams. He's a pretty good Brawl Stars player. So just giving him a shout out here. And so yeah, with that being said, though, that's the end of our Brawl question segment. Again, if you want to send us an email, you can do so at our email, and you can also DM me at my on my Discord server for most of these Brawl question responses. So yeah, with that being said, though, that's basically it for our segment. Again, I don't have a Brawl question right now. But yeah, that's basically it. Thank you all guys for listening, and remember, you are all born a Brawl. See you guys later. Well, that was weird. Okay.